Hey, fucker. I really just wanted to say, feel good about yourself and don't let anyone or anything change that. Ever. It's the answer to all of your psychological problems. And you just want to say, fuck you, dumb bitch. You think I have not heard that before? If I could will myself to feel good about this dumb sack of pig shit, I would have 20 to 60 years ago when I first got that advice. Yeah, I know, I know. Really love yourself across time, incident, and crippling memory. Accept yourself. Be proud of who you are, based solely on your assessments of you. Without outside influence or editing. Don't be critical of the hard times that you've been through. Be thrilled that you got the opportunity for that suffering, motivated learning. Drop you in a desert with your brain full of past memories and present habits, and be joyfully at peace from the inside out, high on your self-esteem and appreciation for your grandeur. Then pluck you out of that desert, toss you into the deep end of human relating, and maintain that joyful peace from the inside out, no matter what happens. Learn to do that, and then life won't be so hard. Boom. Problem solved. You're welcome. I feel like we're told these things implicitly. With a litany of nudges towards radical self-acceptance and love, or explicitly, depending on the degree of toxic positivity and dismissive humans in your life. And yet, the question remains, but how? Or would you just like to continue giving me ammo to hold against myself and my radical self-happiness as I judge me? For being unable to even find a drop of it. And I have to say, in 34 years of asking, but how do I start to feel good about myself without some sort of codependency driving that esteem? No one has ever given me an answer. It's not as simple as, just think and feel completely different about yourself after several decades of being trained and rewarded for feeling awful about you. Depending on the amount of relational trauma you've gathered, this is what you may also be facing. A mind that has been instructed that it is incorrect to feel positive about its own being, and that message repetitively reinforced by a revolving door of willing abuse participants. So that years and years later, maybe you can get to the core of your conscious problems, change what you can, but still realize that the remaining problems stem from the subconscious whispers of unconscious self-derogation. And then what? Just wave a wand so all of those prior experiences and thought patterns disappear. Replace the bad with the good and waltz out with that calm, cool confidence and authentic self-centering that all of the wellness articles prompt. Well, I and probably most of us can say, fuckers, it doesn't work. Not like that. And though the list is nearly endless, I bet you can guess one of the major reasons why it's ineffective to just feel better about yourself. Because even if you somehow convinced your brain to let go of all its grievances against you and instead to be your new best pal right now, as of today, that reprogramming would only apply to part of your brain. While the rest of your internal system, your goddamn fragmented personality parts, exiled identities, shadow parts, inner critics, life-sucking saboteurs, etc., would not get the message, or would not agree with it. Yeah, we're talking about parts and their continual psychological chaos-instilling capacities. In fact, even if we weren't combating the stigma and self-fear wrapped up in the word narcissism, I'm willing to bet that there are parts of you that would still feel like you are not allowed to feel good about yourself, with actual or imagined real-world negative consequences that they draw upon as proof of their argument. Some parts assess that you got too big for your britches before and suffered an unwanted fate, or perhaps they watched while someone else did. Whether there's a direct line between self-esteem and authenticity and sheer disaster, or it's all an imagined relationship, it's kind of unclear and pretty unimportant, because this self-limiting program exists and is impacting you either way. Which is why, after doing this inner work around adaptive narcissism, and then trying to understand why it actually, well, worked incredibly effectively, I'm here to state, I think it's because adaptive narcissism acts as an integration agent for your internal system, your parts, disassociative identities, multiple personalities, or however you've learned to language around the phenomenon. And I figured, let's talk about how, and how to help yourself in the same way, if you're so on the market. Starting with the internally encoded, self-scrutinous, good-time-shouting-upon dudes that I personally struggle with the most. Those being your motherfucking manager parts. So, I don't know about you, but for me and the majority of people who I know personally, the hardest and most enduring, least linear internal battle that we face is generally the one against our manager parts, or the parts that, quote, run the show, the pieces of your brain that keep their eye on the clock, clipboard in hand, rules and regulations for appropriate and necessary behaviors at the forefront of the brain, which they are continually monitoring within yourself and sometimes others. Always up for the quality control checks that keep you watching over yourself with a brutal grip on reality that may not be very realistic at all. These are the parts that police the other parts of you. And in case you do need a refresher, often they are based, to some extent, on the authority figures that we have experienced in life. The people who taught us the ropes of being alive and doing it correctly, explicitly and or through demonstration. Often, that explicit and demonstrated strategy comes with a whole lot of fear, guilt, shame, critique, and generalized abuse, which then teaches us that the correct way to operate ourselves and to stay safe is to repeat the behavior amongst our own being forever. And implicitly, the weight of the messages about doing humaning right is pretty impossible to know, but certainly the mass is crushing. So we interject the parents and caregivers, bullies and abusers, teachers and CEOs, kings and queens in our lives into our own psyches as guiding forces. And they become, in my observations, our strongest conscious personality parts. The voice that runs your life is likely a hypercritical and critically hypervigilant manager part. If you are traumatized and survival obsessed, generally or at a particular point in time, this pattern becomes even more dominant. Manager is in charge. Manager really doesn't feel fondly about the rest of your parts because they're always delaying production and making emotional messes that it don't got motherfucking time for. Manager shuts those parts down and shits all over them while doing so. In the same ways that you were effectively disregarded and dismissed as a child. Which clearly is where we really fuck ourselves up as we repeat past abuse onto ourselves invisibly on the inside for entire lifetimes. And then, we get some advice from popular culture or even our well-intended but contextually lacking therapists and close comrades. We try to tell that guy the source of constant scorn, self-dismissal, and survival-based negative assessment to just feel nice about us. All of us. And wonder why developing and maintaining authentic self-esteem seems to be an impossible feat. Okay. Hey, did you ever just try telling your past abuser to simply feel positive about you, change all of their behaviors to align, and let the rest go while they accept you wholly with welcoming, open arms? If so, how did that work? If not, just imagine it. And tell me, does that external manager show any signs of improvement? So, why would your internal manager, who's based on that real person, or another real, interpersonally miserable person, who's shockingly similar when you really get into the details, be able to suddenly turn this new leaf, let self bygones be bygones, and extend all of you, even the shadowy bits, unconditional love? Right. It's not within the capacity of your manager part or parts. They were not drafted to help you feel good about you. They were drafted to keep you breathing, which they also believe is executed through mortally executing your self-esteem, self-authenticity, and self-expression, which have been deemed dangerous in the past. So, we get some dumb fucking reminder like, love yourself on the social meds, which, similar to the pharmaceutical industry, are meant to keep you perpetually coming back for more once you're hooked on those easy surface-level remedies without ever really treating the underlying problem that brought you to the endless scroll in the first place. And our brains can't do anything meaningful with that. Information rejected. Managers do not accept this change in daily operations. Logically, if you're tracking this within your own system, one might think that in order to fix this huge problem of having zero access to self-esteem, we have to fix every part of our brain so we can finally appreciate all of them. Or you might think that we have to slay our manager parts to find some inner peace and care. Problem being, you're never going to be able to fix every part of your brain, and you'll drive yourself crazy trying to do it. And also, even if you killed or radically reprogrammed one manager, another would pop up. You most likely have multiple parts that actively fear feeling fond about you, because you've most likely been informed in multiple ways, at multiple times, and in multiple scenarios, that it is not acceptable to have holistic self-collection, pride, or confidence. Many of us have had personal run-ins with narcissists that have left lasting avoidance reactions within us, within our parts, to any of those ideas. teaching many portions of our psyche that we need to be nothing like the people who've hurt us. Ironically, again, while those prevailing manager parts that we put into power positions are usually, secretly, very similar to the very abusive players that they were copied from. Thus, we may have manager parts that fall into pathological grandiose narcissism patterns that we hide from ourselves. We may also have managers who crumble into vulnerable narcissism patterns, possibly as a means not to seem like a grandiose narcissist or to repeat those behaviors onto anyone else. And together, this means we carry parts that cannot allow us to feel good about us, no matter how hard we are prompted and we try. Which, for many of us, may have been decades of striving without making a dent in that highly coveted self-esteem. And all of this brings us to getting manager approval. So, therefore, what we really need is permission to hit some of the notes of grandiose narcissism, the ones with proven benefits that comprise adaptive narcissism, which, let's be honest, the research shows, is grandiose narcissism's elevated expression. If we could convince our managers first to get a little what we consider characteristic of grand narc in their tendencies and estimations of themselves, we might have a shot at breaking this system open. So you might want to say something like, hey, you're doing a really great fucking job running this ship. No one does it like you, to that prevailing part that is often policing your psyche. We're possibly already making more progress than we have in all of our past attempts combined, simply by talking up the most conscious director of our behaviors. While managers believe that they are necessary, unquestionably correct, and the only ones capable of the job that they hold, I don't think they're usually feeling proud or positive about their contributions, unless we're already in a heightened state of esteem. In fact, in all of our IFS research last year, we learned time and time again that manager parts feel overdrawn, over-responsible, and overburdened by their psychological organizational role. So, to show them the light of a little self-enhancement, to give them some credit, and then some, to play up the ways that they're unique and uniquely equipped for all the good work that they do, immediately improves your psychic space and opens your managers up for further discussion about their negative appraisal of the rest of you. Because then, once you get them saying yes, I think the next step is to extend that grand narcdom flair to the manager's estimation of all of you. So you might say, you know, in line with the excellent work that you've been doing, we have a lot to be proud of. We're still alive. We're at least semi-functional, if not highly functional. And look at everything that we've been through, that you've masterfully navigated like a wise, persistent, steadfast captain, maybe even at times that we were not functional. In order to find empowerment in the ways that we've handled, read, sometimes just kept persisting through, and that still counts as a success, our bullshit experiences, rather than focusing on the bullshit experiences themselves and our negative affect, fear of future bullshit, stress responses, and PTSD-based functionality dips, we can instead bring the manager's attention to the good parts, to how hard everyone has been working and succeeding. It increases estimation of locus of control. It verifies that you have capacity for self and other care, even in times that are challenging. And it highlights some of the victories already won just by the fact that you're still here now. Thus, helping to knock a lot of us out of this hypersensitive, shame-drowning, fearful, vulnerable victim mentality with a more holistic and realistic recognition of you, the entire animal, still breathing and still seeking answers, not having given up, which is something to truly be self-astounded about. If you really consider how much you've shouldered versus, say, how much the rest of the species could, and what they seem capable of contending with before crumbling, even under normal circumstances. You know, you might also want to be bumping up that sense of agentic superiority in a realistic, accurate, and very important way as you do this. And starting to investigate the ways in which you're highly unique and, dare I say, special in light of this information, which also seems to suggest that you're pretty fucking good at living. You're self-sufficient. You've gotten yourself here with the help of your manager parts, despite how much you have hated them, and they despise the shit out of you along the way. So there's room for self-acceptance and self-forgiveness there on a deep, parts-based level. So, first, you sweet-talk your manager part or parts with a little grandiose narcissism boost in the esteem. Then, you enhance or accurately address the hard efforts of the rest of your present-day parts, who have followed the wise direction of that noble managing part ruler. This gets your foot in the door for more positive self-assessment, rather than having your head shut it down instantly, as is normally the case. And it begins to create awareness of a centralized, collaborative, successful internal group dynamic that has been present all along. While you begin to acknowledge the many iterations of you that have been present this whole time, and at least you might start to earn a little bit of respect for your historical and shadow parts. Because then, I believe the next logical step is to extrapolate all of those positively slanting thoughts onto the things that really do make you unique from the rest of the race, and capable of yourself moving forward even after times of regression, via acknowledging the rest of your parts across your lifetime. Yeah, we're talking about pulling in your autobiographical recollection of self, or many selves, and giving those often buried bits some recognition too. Talk about self-acceptance that we can never fully attain. This is it. Validate to your managers and other present-day parts, looking at the difficult times in your life that you've made it through already, you've only had that strength, determination, and persistence, even if you just white-knuckled it and evaded suicide for 2 years straight. That is a persistent feat. Because of all the past people you have been, all of the knowledge that you've gathered earlier in life being those people, all the gumption that you seem to be filled with, the fire that has existed in you all along, and whatever adaptations you've garnished as protective forces that supported you enough to get through it. Those are the characteristics and wisdoms that have informed the very parts you're working with today, born from tons of bullshit you've endured in prior versions of yourself. Those components of self and all their gifts are still there. They're still available. In fact, they've been with you this whole time. And collecting it all together, you kind of rule in the past, which has laid the groundwork to also be queen bitch in the present. So, I'm saying you start opening up the manager's perspective to include positive recognition of your exile and distractor parts as well, helping your little businessmen and most enthusiastic critics to see your entire psyche, your internal system of discrepant, oppositional, often highly shamed parts, as a fucking team. The team that got you here. Perhaps, yes, with excellent manager leadership. Let's keep giving them that recognition so they stay on board with these thoughts and allow them to continue. But they couldn't have done it without those other parts of you. Their adaptive strategies, probably gathered during other shit events in your life, and all of the experiential knowledge that they together contain. And think of those parts. Remember past versions of you. Recollect them. And feel into those parts, those past events, those pains you've had, and all the memories of self. And think of how you've kept going. All of you. From the most sniveling, self-sabotaging, victimized feeling part, all the way up. You couldn't have made this journey without all the breadcrumbs that brought you here. Each one possibly remembered in a non-linear, memento-like unfolding as memories flash and fade. And you feel those difficult, but ultimately victorious experiences returning to your body and your psyche and your being, and filling you with a concentrated self-wisdom that you can't dispute because you've been there and you've gathered it, your damn self. Be those exiled child parts that never let go of some tiny drop of interest in life, or a hobby of yours that kept you going, or the idea of real love, or maybe they're exiled adult parts that you let go of during life transitions, which you now see were present and somewhat integrated with your survival strategy, at least informing it authentically all along. And be the distractor parts that helped you to get through the worst of the days with calming strategies and encouraged you to engage in, you know, maybe some magical thinking to get through the adversity, which you now see was the only positive experience that you could foster in your brain at the time. See how these past iterations of you, versions of your identity, habitual patterns, parts of your personality, have been on your side and the prevailing manager's side this whole time. Build them up. For once, give them the acknowledgement and the credit that they deserve. Because you can't give your self credit if you're still undermining all the individual components that make up that animal. To start doing this with the most ease, well, first, you might want to start with unpacking recent or very distant events and handing out that credit. Whatever challenges you face that are at the top of the brain via time or space proximity, and don't feel emotionally overwhelming to start reprocessing. Consider how others would have handled those adversities if they had, in particular, the same social support options that you did. And be honest about it. Have you been holding up several solar systems all alone? And do you think that this is the typical capacity for suffering, striving, and still continuing to keep going among the general population, or whoever you usually compare yourself to? Or maybe, does it seem like you are under some incredible pressure without the human necessary psychological tools such as a supportive family, to get through it completely unscathed? And therefore, does it seem reasonable that you fell into some less conscious patterns while you endured that experience? And if you tell the tale as if you are an objective observer, do you see how past experiences were informing your behaviors to keep you surviving throughout all of that? Really, you may not have been able to get through it if you hadn't already had a curated library of experience to draw upon. So, therefore, considering this in a holistic and realistic manner, every single part of your psyche and every single incident in your life seems to have lended itself, in a small or huge way, to the, dare I say, triumph that is you still being here, embodied, being interested in life, and so much so that you are trying to work on yourself in order to make the best of this opportunity. And don't you feel a little proud of that? Of all of the pieces of you that have funneled into this effort, and of the fact that you had acquired those components of yourself only because of other pitfalls and gut punches that you've navigated in the past? Give your managers the credit that they have earned, pulling those long hours and giving hypervigilant attention to your struggles. Pay homage to your exiles, who were whispering love, support, and resilience to you from your subconscious all along, despite the pain that they contain. But you couldn't let yourself hear it. And shake the hands of your distractor parts, who, yeah, I mean, they may have added like 20 pounds onto your meat suit with the emotional eating that they encouraged, but also helped you to keep yourself comfortable enough to stay on this planet during a time when being here really felt like holding all your nerve endings on a hot stove. And now that extra weight that they added can be removed. A physical symbol of the unburdening of your mental, emotional, and material existence. Tap into thoughts about your self-sufficiency. Look at what you've done. I'm guessing pretty single-handedly. Even if you needed help, hey, you still got yourself help. You took care of you and your needs. That is self-sufficiency. Boost your vanity. Add positive recognition of all the positive things you've done, even in very negative times. It would have been much easier not to. And it would have been so simple to do an infinite number of destructive things, landing yourself in a permanently life-fucked prison. You didn't. Pat yourself on the fucking back. You are still here. Feel vain about your accurate, authentic accomplishments, which include surviving suffering. Appreciate your uniqueness. Recognize not everyone would or could do this. Maybe they couldn't endure what you did. Maybe they would refuse to. Maybe they wouldn't have to because safety nets exist in their lives. If you have complex trauma and you haven't given up, you are different from the rest of the species. Acknowledge your motivation and your drive. Most people do not put much effort into life, and the ones who do, generally, are not very authentically driven, and also aren't already operating mental machinery that requires so much maintenance in order to put that drive into action. Having a difficult set of brain cells, as you may estimate, and getting anything accomplished that you can feel good about, a little vain about, at any time in your life, that's not a point against you or something to feel fearful of. It's a huge point for you, a testament to you, yourself, that you might want to start recognizing. You are unique. You are special. You are a goddamn juggernaut. And if you go through all of this effort, listening to your gut and doing what's actually best for you, what's in alignment with all of you, rather than doing what's easiest or most automatic for you, here comes maybe the hardest part to acknowledge. You are possibly more agentic than the rest of the population. You may be superiorly equipped with something that comes from the guts or from the brain or from both. And that's the thing that has you standing here today. Hopefully, a little proudly, when so easily you could instead be underground or in a pit of your own addiction or flailing around in a victim mentality and fucking up other people's lives via codependent attachments while numbing out all of your real experiences with ongoing distractions. It would be so easy to give up. Most would have already. If you are here, if you are listening to this in this community, you have not. There is something different about you to instead still be open to. Integrating new information from the world, learning, working towards something better, even if it feels so out of reach. Sincerely, good job, fucker. To you and to all of your parts, you together have done it. It has been a group effort to get here. You came together and pushed through, and you should be proud of what you've authentically achieved, all of you. Thank your managers, and let's be honest, stoke their oft innate grandiose narcissism that helped to define them, but then rein it back into the adaptive components that we're aiming for. Disregard the entitlement and exploitativeness. Highlight all the rest. Remember the exiles and empower them in your memory. They were there. You were there. They are you. And they are still with you if you listen quietly enough. If your managers allow them to emerge to share what they have to offer, which is a great deal. You have seen so much. You have been so much. You are so much. And you wouldn't be listening to this conversation without all of those past iterations of self and their experiences. Each decision, each interest, each adaptation leading you to this very favorable position of still being alive and therefore still being able to make near infinite changes to your life. And even recognize the distractors. Thank them for their role in your perseverance, the ways that they allowed you to get through each day. Your best habits? No. Things you aim to continue repeating in the future? Nap, probably not. But at that time, in those circumstances, they were the tools that you had learned to utilize and had access to in order to get your brain through that challenge. The needs you allowed yourself to fulfill, the ones that you could fulfill, the pacifiers for all of the needs, preferences, and pain resolutions that were out of reach. Thank your distractors too. Each part of you has been incredible and still is. You have been through so much. You don't need to fear that more is coming because you've dealt with it all already. And you are still fucking here with more tools at your disposal than ever before. Every part of you contributed to your success. And looking at the common outcomes for psychic conditions like the one that you've sometimes had and feared, whatever that means in your world, whatever judgments you may have for it now, or how it could have been worse. This is victory, fuckers. Existing, surviving, and continuing to expand when easily you could shrink into a defeated acquiescence instead. And you could have at so many times before. But you, all of you, didn't and never will. Feel proud of who you are based on what you have done, and enable your entire system to finally get on the same page about at least one thing. You are not like everyone else, because you are outside the ordinary, because there is something about you that others don't necessarily have. And if they do, they don't know how to use it. You do, in great part because of your parts, because of your often painful and distanced life history, because you've been equipped enough to get through it from the inside out, which makes you more unique, more of an authority in your own life, more authentically motivated, and more sufficient than most for the rest of your life forward. And every moment of your life so far has been preparation for this moment of self-realization and acknowledgement. Self-esteem? Let's be honest, you have the material to be swimming in it. Maybe you've been too busy treading to notice, but it's time to take a break, to let your limbs rest, and to naturally float to the top of the calm, cool surface of that pool that you've been filling drop by drop with evidence of your own greatness. Look, fucker, the world has a raging hard-on for stories like yours. They just haven't heard it yet. Start telling the story first to yourself. And with that realistic, fair, objective assessment as the authority of your own experience, spread some love internally to every part of you. And finally find that self-relationship that maybe you've been chasing or scoffing at for decades.